Good morning. It's September 26th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Makeover, and the music you're listening to is People Disappear All the Time from Outlander by Bear McCreary. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by man, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Isaiah 53:2-3. Recently I watched from across the street as a young man, presumably with severe cerebral palsy, was walking down a busy sidewalk. His gait was tortuous, his facial expression distorted into a grimace, his arms held partially bent, yet rigid, with his fingers outstretched, not like a salute, but randomly in different directions, with the same awkward rigidity as his arms and legs. People moving the opposite direction would stare briefly, then completely unconsciously, like automatons, navigate a wide arc around him. Even brushing against the storefront on one side or bumping into people coming the other way in an effort to leave him a wide berth. After staring briefly, each of these people would look away, averting their eyes. Their discomfort, just being near the man, was palpable, even from across the street. Ironically, the background to this scenario were several huge billboards advertising hair products, a major motion picture, body sculpting, and Peloton, all featured extremely attractive, barely clad models. An alien visitor from another world would conclude immediately that our appearance was the essence of our being, the very thing we prized the most. The sad reality is that for many of us, this may not be too far off the mark. But when God made mankind in his own image, presumably spiritually and physically, he chose to be incarnate in a body that Scripture assures us was very unattractive indeed. He could have been the image of Adonis. He could have been someone who put Blake Shelton or Chris Hemsworth to shame. Instead, he chose to appear as someone whose face causes us to turn away. Why? Why would he do that? Did he do it just to make unattractive people feel better? Maybe he did it so people would listen to him more than just stare at him. Maybe he did it because he wanted people to understand that he came as the Son of Man, a servant, not a Greek god to put on a pedestal. But I think he did it mostly because outward appearance just wasn't that important to him. It's not important because he sees into our hearts and is really not concerned with appearances. 1 Samuel 16:7, Psalm 44:21. He wanted us to see beyond the surface as well. Perhaps next time you see someone whose appearance scares you or makes you feel uncomfortable, instead of looking away or moving away, you could approach them with a smile and say, "Hi there." You never know what might happen. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Remind us from time to time that the artist's rendition of the Savior down through the centuries fails to reflect what the prophet Isaiah told us of his appearance. Remind us, in the midst of a society that values looks enough to encourage our spending large portions of our income to alter what you gave us to begin with, that it's what's in our hearts that you see, and what's in our others' hearts that should matter most to us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.